Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five people dead, numerous others wounded. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The active shooter shot at least 13 people. Eight people, as I know right now, are in area hospitals being treated. I don't know the degree of their injuries. Five people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had mental health issues. Bill Nelson is one of Florida's senators.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters not long ago they are following all investigative leads. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing Friday from top intelligence officials. Mr. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive. However, he did not endorse the view of the intelligence agencies that Russia had computers to aid Mr. Trump's bid for president. This is VOA News.